Next up is Council Item 638.
Accept bid of Cedar Mill Construction Company, LLC, for the Matt Dishman Community Center Pool and Spa Repairs Project for $563,000.
Christine Moody, the Chief Procurement Officer of the City of Portland, is here. Welcome.
Good morning, Commissioners. Christine Moody. You have before you the procurement report recommending a contract award to Cedar Mill Construction, LLC. The engineer's estimate on this project was $430,000. On April 28, 2016, one bid was received, and Cedar Mill Construction is the low bidder at $563,000, which is 23% over the estimate. Portland Parks and Recreation has reviewed the bid items and accepts the proposed pricing as good. The primary cause for the increase in cost over the estimate is the specialty work for the pool and the current high demand on the commercial construction market. The city identified three divisions of work for potential minority, women, and emerging small business subcontracting opportunities. MWESB subcontracting participation is at 2%, with work being performed in concrete and plumbing. The main scope of work is the actual pool repair itself, and there are no certified firms that perform this type of work. I will turn this back over to council if there's any questions, and Mary Ann Casson is here to answer questions about the project.
Yes, I note in the report that it's very specialized work, and therefore that's the challenge. Could you just flesh that out for us so we have a better understanding of the effort was made to do outreach and subcontracting opportunities, but the specialized nature of the work creates a barrier. Could you just flesh that for us?
Absolutely. Mary Ann Casson with the bond program with Portland Parks. Thank you for the question. It is the fact of the pool specialty. This is the second time we've experienced this. It's a limited contractor pool in general. There's not that many commercial swimming pools in Portland. If we were in Arizona or California, it would be a different story. The kind of work involved, especially with renovations, is very tricky, and there are no certified contractors doing that kind of work in Portland.
Marianne, is that pool still heated by a heater or some piece of equipment that was taken from a Liberty ship, or has that been upgraded?
You're thinking very many of our pools are in such condition. This one is not. It's a relative relatively recent conversion by Portland Park standards. So, no, we don't have any Liberty ships mechanicals in this case.
Very good.
Could you just remind the council and the public about the timing of the repairs here, especially in relation to the timing of the repairs at Grant Pool?
Absolutely. Thank you. We are taking advantage of a two-week shutdown of this particular facility in August. So the notice to proceed will be issued in July, but work won't start until August. It's a time that the pool is ordinarily closed, and then it will have to stay closed until it reopens in early October. And so we're working with Grant to cover that.
So the Grant Pool will be open at the point that this one closes?
That is correct. And we'll be more exact about this, but the Grant construction is going very well, and we anticipate an earlier than scheduled opening for that. Stay tuned.
Well, colleagues, Matt Dishman is very near to my heart for many reasons, including the fact that I believe the longest-serving tenured employee of the City of Portland continues to work there, and that's Chuck Amato, who is now in his 54th year of continuous service to the city. Quite amazing.
And I should add that thanks to Systems Development Charge, we'll be expanding the spa, the Whirlpool. So we're combining bond funds with that in order to make the most of.
So after Chuck puts you through a vigorous workout, you'll be able to
You'll need it.
You'll need it. Okay, thank you very much for the presentation. Carla, has anyone signed up to testify?
I do not have a sign-up sheet.
Would anyone present like to testify on this matter? Okay, this is a procurement report. Do I have a motion?
Move the report.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Carla, please call the roll.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you both for your work. I noticed somebody from Cedar Mill Construction here in the audience, and thank you for being here. I hope that you are looking to diversify your own workforce and will work with us as we look on what kind of trainings do we need to provide to folks so that they can, so we have more minority and women-owned firms being able to do this work. I want to note for the record that when I visited the Woodlawn Neighborhood Association during the course of campaigning for the bond measure, I promised Shirley Miner and Angela Ullaby that this would be one of the first projects that we got done, and therefore this is one of the first projects that we are getting done. Thank you, Mary Ann Casson, for all your work. Aye.
Aye. Congratulations. Christine, we'll